Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're going to go out with some holiday cheer. We are welcoming back Cap Radio's midday classical host, Jennifer Reason, and Insight's resident wine expert, Rick Cushman. For you guessed it, it is an Insight tradition, another pairing of wine and music. This is also a great moment to highlight that Jennifer will also be holding her annual December Around the World special. It's happening tonight, 6 p.m. on Cap Radio Music, and again at 5 p.m. on Christmas Day. Hey, you two.
Hey, happy holidays.
So Jennifer, just first tell us about December Around the World.
Well, the whole premise is we're so used to the Christmas carols we hear in our own country, our own culture, but December is happening in all of the countries. So what does it sound like elsewhere? That's the show.
And then for Insight, especially, we're pairing it with Rick Cushman, who is going to listen to the songs on the fly. I mean, you'll know the region, and then he'll pair it with the perfect wine. So starting off, in Lebanon, that's Jennifer, right. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear a wonderful Arabic carol sung in the native tongue.
Nice. So I had two that immediately popped to wine. See, it shows you where my brain is. You know, Lebanon is one of the oldest countries in the world for wine. 7,000.
Really?
I didn't know.
Started making wine there. We were talking about this just before. 7,000 BC. So that's 9,000 years of winemaking.
Wow.
And there's a lot of wines that sort of grew up in that area. Syrah is one of them, you know, and I was, but that needs a little lighter and a little spicier.
Mm.
It just seemed like there was a spice in there. So I am going what we call GSM, Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre Blend.
I love that.
And I would make this one heavy on the Mourvèdre, which will add a little bit of kind of a spicy redness to it.
I love that, and I love that you shared that song. I have never heard that, and it's just lovely and perfect for this time of year. So next, we're heading to our neighbors to the north, Canada.
Canada, this is their oldest carol.
Oh, that's nice. Also, kind of mysterious.
Kind of dark, cold.
Yeah, dark and cold. Well, you know, in Canada also, you know, we kind of don't know this in California. They have an astounding wine culture and wine region. It's new, but you know, this place called Okanagan Valley, which goes all the way down into eastern Washington, and it actually has the shadow of the mountain, so it doesn't get a lot of rain, and it's actually kind of high desert, so it's warm enough. And they make all kinds of things there. However, that dark, that mysterious, there's a coldness in there. So I'm going in a different direction. Ice wine.
Oh,
ice wine.
I like it.
And really quickly, what ice wine is they leave it on the vine so it freezes. And then what the flavors really concentrate because it's been there a long time. The sugars get really high, which give it all kinds of sweetness. And then when it freezes, then they press it very carefully, sometimes over 2 weeks, so that it gets all the juice, but none of the ice, so then it's much more concentrated because the ice is, you know, the water inside the grape has turned to ice, so they don't get that. They just get the grape juice or the intensity of the grape juice. And, you know, and they can come out so sweet and beautiful and honeyed, but there's also kind of a spiciness to some of them depending on the grape. And I think that honeyed, spicy coldness goes perfect with that one.
I love it.
This is just putting a big smile on my face.
I love
and we're
going to
keep
game.
The party going. Now we're heading to Japan.
Yes, this is something totally different. The Buddha achieved enlightenment around this time of year. So December 8th for Japan is Bodhi Day. It's all things meditation. Meditation.
something that I think I'll need after the holidays. It's very soothing and
That's
relaxing.
That's right. Take a slow breath.
I got chills listening to that. Yeah. That was a combination of very Japanese style, but very holiday-like. And it was beautiful. So Japan doesn't have a huge wine. Oh, they do make wines there. And, you know, you think things like sake and plum wine. But there's a grape that does really well there, and it may be the prettiest grape in the world. It's called Koshu, and it's sort of rose-colored. It makes a white wine, but it's rose-colored, and it's delicate and clean, and the flavors are a little citrus, a little jasmine, but there's this simplicity to those wines and an elegance, and it's so Japanese, and so was that. So I think that's the perfect pairing.
Oh. I want to try all of this.
Oh, same. And I just really appreciate you sharing this music, Jennifer. It's lovely. We're going to end with South Africa.
Yes, South Africa has lots of carols specific to Christmas, actually, all in the African dialects. Here's one of them.
All right, Rick, we got 30 seconds left.
I'm bouncing in my seat. Well, you know, South Africa makes some great wines. They make Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc. But there's a wine that is very South African, and it's a blend of Pinot Noir and Cinsault. It's called Pinotage. And for my wine geeky friends, they love it. And it has a liveliness to it, a little bit of a darkness to it, too. And this didn't have any darkness. But I think the liveliness and Pinotage would go great.
That's fun to say, Pinotage.
It is.
And it's also great to end the week with the two of you. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Jennifer Reason, our CAP Radio Midday Classical host, who will be holding her annual December Around the World special tonight at 6 p.m. and at 5 p.m. on Christmas Day on CAP Radio Music. And of course, Rick Cushman is Insight's resident wine expert. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And we'll catch you back here on Monday.